And hello.
How's it going?
You know, it's going okay. It's doing all right.
Yeah. Sorry, I just woke up.
Oh.
Been having a little fender lately. Fender bender, as they call it.
Yeah, I think that's what that's called. Oh, it's a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Bird of the Week.
Bird of the Week.
Every week we got a podcast out. Go check it out. It's called Bird of the Week. It's on Spotify.
Check it out right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Go look it up. Search it up if you're listening. We got a new episode out. This one. So if you're listening, you should check that out.
Yeah, check that out if you're listening to this right now. You know, pause this and go and find it and listen to this.
Yeah.
And then come back.
Yeah.
And then you finish this.
Viewership.
So, what's the bird this week?
Oh, well, funny you'd ask that question, Jamie. Well, this week we're doing the bird of the week named Seagull.
Seagull. Wow, okay. I was not expecting that. That's pretty extreme. That's pretty extreme. That's pretty extreme. Why seagull? Any opinions?
Well, you see, I consider seagulls rats of the sky.
I think that one's already used.
Mice of the sky.
Mice of the sky. Oh, that's it. I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Mice of the sky.
Bring.
Oh.
Bring.
What's that phone call? Hello?
Oh, we should put the clip in here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. All right.
I love those trash pigeons with every ounce of my undying soul. I can't even sleep without thinking about seagulls every night. They always know how to please me. When I feed them and more come, oh boy, does that get my rocks off. Every time I think about a seagull, I start to panic because I'm usually in public. I need to find the nearest bathroom because the thoughts of seagulls is just too much for my little Peter to handle.
So, any thoughts on that viewer message?
Well, it was quite interesting. I would have to agree myself as a bird expert. I've been doing research on these creatures, and I feel that's an appropriate response.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've read many a scholarly article on Wikipedia about seagulls, and I can assure that that's the truth. It's backed up by law, bird law.
Bird law.
Yeah.
Yeah. I helped write that article, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I was just adding to it a second ago, you know, whatever came to mind, you know. It's great.
So what are your thoughts on these majestic creatures of the sky?
Well, I mean, okay, this is going to be a pretty long story, but I was at the beach once, and I was eating a sandwich, and a pigeon, it was, like, in the sky, and then, like, you know, like, it was in the sky, with, you know, it came down, and, like, it, like, flew down from the sky. It wasn't falling. It flew down. and I had my sandwich. It was in my right hand. I went to put it in my left hand, right? But I slipped and it fell on the ground.
Oh crap!
So I picked it up. I dusted off the sand, and because I was hungry, I wanted to take a bite. Now when I was taking that bite, I got like all lettuce. It was like a really disappointing bite. So I went to take another bite, but just as when I was about to take another bite, I dropped the sandwich again. Ah, the worst. So I picked it up, and then I was gonna take another bite again because the first bite, as I said before, was like all lettuce. So
what kind of sandwich was it? What was in there besides lettuce?
Oh no, it was only lettuce actually. It was a lettuce sandwich. But that's when the seagull molested me. It was after that. It was not good. It was really not good.
That's a no-no in my book, if I've ever had a no-no or a book.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I love seagulls. I think they're great creatures. Definitely worthy a bird of the week.
Sorry, my tinnitus is acting up.
Oh shit. Sorry, it's contagious, I guess.
I hope you don't get me sick. That suck.
Yeah.
Or else we're not gonna be able to do another podcast for the next week.
Another next week. Well, should we give him a sneak peek of next week's bird?
Yeah.
I give you a hint. It's feathery, if you know what I mean.
It has wings. It has wings. This next bird. It's very exciting. It has, like, feet. And it can fly.
It's really interesting. It eats when it's hungry, like, a lot of the time. And it's like, oh, there's so much. We can get into this is about seagulls, but I can get into next week's bird.
Yeah.
Right now. Too bad we have to wait a week. Oh man, I wish it was bird of the day or bird of the hour.
Bird of the hour. I wish that was a thing.
Too bad bird of the week corporate. You know they got it really hard with the deadlines.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we try to hit these weekly deadlines every week. On the weekly marker.
Yeah, I had my Excel open and I was, you know, crunching these numbers and these numbers. You've seen these numbers, right?
No, I can't read.
Oh, they're numbering, man. Like they're like up here, down there, going left, like a chart. You know the charts? Bro,
the one that shows stoinks going up.
Yeah, just like that, man. Like it's like they're doing well. Like it's
stoinks happening. Are going up.
I don't know. Up, it's like we're in the red. We're in the red, whatever that means. But it's good.
A good color. Yeah. I like that color.
For me, it's like a top. I would give it. I think the color of the week. We're gonna give it to red. I guess.
This week's color of the week is red. Brought to you by our sponsor. Bobby Bojangles of the Bojangle Incorporation.
Man, that's true.
I didn't tell you this, but I signed a deal to advertise during the podcast. Some extra side hustle.
I was gonna say I didn't. You know, we already have a sponsor. So do I get some of that money, or are you just...
No.
It's only you?
Yeah, they said,
Yeah,
said,
I know.
Trust they me, said, I know.
Yeah, I know.
That said that you should get nothing, and I should get all the money.
That's pretty... I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, no, it's fine though. You know,
I guess, right? I know. Okay.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you later.
Yes.
It's been something. Yeah. Hopefully, I won't have to call you next week. I mean, yeah. Hopefully not.
I guess now a word from our sponsor.